yeah, just in terms of summarizing the thing. So the first thing, yeah. So we just the whole Gemara kicks off with the fact that there's this the lashon of b'chachetzio, right? There's something distinctive about mm-hmm. this half, right? And so the answer is that what's distinctive about the first half. So the first answer of Rav Kana is because the first answer given in the Gemara. I'm not talking about half yet.
We'll get to that. It's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Right. But the first half of the Shalom,
No.
Okay, sorry for the slip, but what I'm trying to say is the first answer to this question about what's distinctive about Hachetzio, yeah, is that this half was the same as was written on the Avnei Eifert. Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's basically the first answer. So the question here is, yeah, that could be asked is, well, but if that's the case, then really both mountains, yeah, essentially, both Har Eval and Har Rizim, yeah? So this is talking about Har Eval, yeah? Both of them would be the same as written on the Avnei Eifert. So why is it in particular this one that's singled out as being Hachetzio? Okay, you hear the question?
Right, but why?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying because the Hachetzio is showing that just like here, it's like this.
So Hachetzio means that there's something kind of distinctive about this or something special about this, yeah? So according to the first answer, what's special is that here the tribes that are standing on this mountain of Har Eval are the same order as they were on the Avnei Eifert.
And that's how Rav Kana is darshan in the Hay.
Right, yeah. Right. But the question then is, if that's true, yeah, but that's true for also the ones on Har Grizim as well. Both, so to be carved of Klal Yisrael, both the one on Har Eval and the one on Har Grizim are both map, basically, the two stones, right? So this is the question the Rishash asks, yeah? Why are we kind of, according to Rav Kana at least, why are we picking, yeah? And we're going to look, by the way, according to the second opinion, there's also going to be a question, yeah? Which is, you know, what's special about the Har Eval. So we'll deal with that later, yeah? But I'm just, right now, according to the first opinion, yeah? What's special, in a sense, about Har Eval? So the Rishash, yeah? We'll see a little echo of the Rishash later on, but we need to be clear where we are, though. This is within Rav Kana's first answer, where it parallels the Avnei Eifert. So the Rishash asks the question, he says the following, yeah? But Ulai, he says, this is number one, Ulai Mishum de Levi, yeah? Lo hayakula lamala k'lakamon. So he's kind of like, he's taking one of the principles that we're seeing later, and he's saying, even here, that this exists to an extent. Let's explain how, yeah? He's saying, yeah, that basically on Har Grizim, which is not the half we're talking about, Hachetzio is talking about Har Eval, but on Har Grizim, yeah, one of the tribes there is Levi, right? And Levi is not fully there, right? Because the Zakenim of Levi are all below, right? So basically, if you want to look and say, well, you know, which of these two mountains is exactly like the ones on the Eifod, yeah? You would choose the one which doesn't include Levi, because Levi is only kind of like half there. On the Eifod, Levi was fully there, right? Whereas here on Har Grizim, Levi is kind of only like half there. So that's why Hachetzio, which is exactly, so to speak, like the ones on the Eifod, is in fact Har Eval, which doesn't include Levi. That's the Rishash's answer. Yeah? I haven't got an extra copy of this.
It's on the phones. It's on. Yeah, if you want.
I don't know.
Give her because I'm kind of distracted.
Marking.
I'm listening, yeah. Okay. So basically we're saying because it wasn't exact comparison?
Yeah, because therefore, i.e. Hachetzio, which is going on Har Eval, is an exact comparison to the Avnei Eifert.
Right.
Masha Enkein Har Grizim, where even though it does kind of follow the order, but on the mountains, Levi is only half there, and on the Eifert, Levi obviously fully there.
it's the better comparison.
Yeah,
it's exact.
That's why it spits on this half. Hachetzio.
Right. Yeah, beautiful.
Right? Okay, good. Right.
Is it pinching sort of concept from later? What was that?
Yeah, it's a little bit pinching a concept from later.
You see, like bumping you up, you hit her up.
No, because because later on, yeah, we also when we're going to see it a bit later, right? But we also have this lashon of that you know we talk about Har Grizim and the fact that it was bigger because Levi wasn't there. What I'm trying to say. Well, we're going to see that in a hold that thought. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, well, Hagrizim was more multiple. As it brings a bright, it says Hagrizim was more was larger because Levi wasn't there. And then we have to fit in. We say even though Levi wasn't there, but Yosef was huge. That was so. Mm. But what I'm saying, that concept of Levi not being there, I'm saying is brought later on in the Gemara. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we are going to see it in number three here as well. So that's why I was going to hold that thought a bit. Yeah.
Hold yours.
Okay. Now number two. Yeah. This is just, I thought this is a really important thing. Yeah? Yeah. So it's just a much, kind of a more fundamental question. We basically, Sachakol, everyone knows, yeah, that Hagrizim was much bigger, right, than Ha'evel,
mm-hmm.
right, in terms of the number of people there. So mm-hmm. it was six tribes, but Hagrizim was, there are many more tribes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So a kind of a fundamental question that you know, that would be asked here is, yeah, why was it that way? Right? Why was it that Hagrizim was like, had many more, even though it was six tribes, so the actual numbers of people were many more than Hagrizim.
I thought Midatot Merubah.
Ah, so it's similar. This is, yeah, this is basically...
Oh, it's a part of, you know, yeah.
Well, it's, I don't on know. This, yeah, it's on this thing. So, of course, what Rabbi Yair is pointing out is this is basically the answer, right, the Ein Yaakov says, but you'll see how he says it, yeah? It's because Hagrizim was the mountain of the bracha, right? And Ha'evar was the mountain where they got the curse, mm-hmm. where they were Makabah the curse. So let's see the Ein Yaakov. This is number two, yeah? So Ein Yaakov says, why was Hagrizim larger? He says, Kadesh Yecholu HaBrachas on the Merubim, yeah? So that the Brachas should go on the larger number, right? The Merubim, right? And but he explains why that ties in. He says, Ki HaOlam Nidon Acharova, right? Because generally speaking, we go, like, the whole world can be, you know, the principle, the famous principle of the Rambam, yeah? Just if you just do one extra bit, okay, you know, okay, everything goes for the rope, yeah? The whole world can be turned to the good, yeah, right.
Right.
So, Osa Misa Torah. So, if the rove that's doing the Torah, so to speak, that we want to say the rove that's doing the bracha, so the whole world will go with bracha. That's kind of what it symbolizes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Now, getting back to this thing. Now, this we're going to be now within the second answer. Yeah. So we say, what is according to the second answer? What is Hachetzio? Right. So basically. We say that it ends up being that Hagrizim is larger, right? And we say Mipneisha Levi Lamata, because Levi was below. And we say, what does that mean? And we explain and we speak it out. But Sof Kol Sof, yeah. According to Rashi, Hachetzio, which is going on Ha'eval, is the smaller one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit interesting, yeah. Hachetzio, the special half. What's the special half? The one that's smaller. That's what comes out, yeah. According to Rashi. And we're going to see here, however, a little bit of a different touch on that, yeah, which is brought in the Marasha, right? Because it's a bit unusual to think that, you know, there's one which is large. Okay, I understand Hachetzio, there's something different about this, but it's a bit unusual to pick on the one which is smaller.
Yeah, yeah. That's the question. And there's examples in Chazal which we say the bigger one. Maybe it's like Gilanosha and stuff, the right leg or something, or...
Right, if you had to pick on a half, yeah, you would have thought you'd pick
big
on the bigger one.
Right, the bigger one, yeah.
This is part of what, when you were speaking with Rabbi Yoel the other day, I think I got the feeling that also you were a bit bothered by that, yeah, right? Yeah? Like, you know, if you're going to pick on a half, it's kind of counterintuitive, because then it goes, yeah, because Hagrizim was bigger. You're saying, yeah, but the Hachetzio was going on the smaller half. That's what it turns out according to Rashi. So let's have a look at number three. This is the Marasha, yeah? So he says, V'kasva tosvis du Yerushalmi ita behefuch. Yerushalmi kind of turns everything around, yeah? And says, Melamed muatim, right, for Hagrizim, yeah? So.
What's that? I went mute. Are you mute now? Can you hear now?
I muted the video. I didn't see your face. It's
right. Live. You don't see now? You see now? You hear now?
It was five, 6 minutes of nothing.
Right. Yeah. I understand. We should have.
Sorry. Okay.
Recording's working though.
Recording's working. Hashem. We're on number three, and basically the question we're asking is, according here the second answer of what Hachetzio is about, yeah, which is kind of a distinctive half, yeah, it kind of comes out according to Rashi that Ha'evar, which is what it's talking about, is distinctive because it's smaller.
Can you put the Zoom
which is a little bit
on the chat?
Which is a little bit counterintuitive, yeah. So we're going to see the Marasha is going to take a little different approach. But first of all, he quotes Tosfos, and he says, this is number three. Yeah, he says, "V'katzva Tosfos to Rishami ita behefuch." Rishami turns everything round.
Mm-hmm.
Tosfos likes this, by the way. And it says, "Melamech mu'atim ba b'ha'grizim." Actually, the it's interesting. Contrary to everything we've just said, that the Yerushalmi is seemingly holding the lesser half was in fact ha'grizim,
right?
And that goes with Mipleisha Levi Lamata, yeah, right. And says Tosfos, "Bekat Vidai Shamu Shaviota." Right, it makes more sense. Behind him, Mishum de Bechetzio Bahaival. And why is that? Because it's better to say that the larger half is on Ha'aival, and that's Bechetzio, right? Okay, but hey, Mashma, Shumavurar, right? It's more kind of distinctive, right?
But who
are Rove? And why is it distinctive? Because look, if you looked at them from outside, you'd go, wow, that looks bigger because there are tons of people there, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way Tosfos goes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But now the Marashah is going to not go with that. He's going to stick with Al Gemara because you know Al Gemara is clearly kind of not going with that. But he's going to say a pshat that somehow going to work with Al Gemara but deal with this question. So let's have a look, yeah. So he says Ela Dehachi Perusho. This is the alternative according to Marashah, yeah. With Al Gemara, not working with Yerushalmi, with Al Gemara, yeah. Which actually does hold that Ha'aval is smaller. Yeah, that's clear, right? Dehachi Perusho Shuhumavura, right? Bechetzian Shel Shivatim. So he's going to say that why is it that Ha'aval, yeah, is the mountain, the distinctive one, because it's distinctive in terms of the fact that it's the Shvatim are there, yeah? She'otam vav Shvatim she'ha Ha'aval, right? Because the six Shvatim that were on Ha'aval, right? Amdu kulam sham. They're all there. Each of the six Shvatim were there, right? I don't know how it worked out. Maybe like each of the six were in their own places, but you'd see kind of they were all six were there. Right? You'd have six different kind of spots, yeah, on Ha'aval, and that made it distinctive, yeah. Valchetzav shel Ha'grizim lo amdu kulam sham, but on Masha Ein Ken on Ha'grizim. So it could be the Ha'grizim is going to end up being more people there, but they're not going to have six distinctive.
Why? Because Levi is lamata.
Oh, because Levi Shahari, right? Levim amdu harbi mehem lamata, because Levi is below, right? And so, and he's going to carry on, but soft, the way he's going to read it is, yeah, we were kind of led in a certain direction by Rashi, yeah, to assume that within this answer, the Chetzio is saying because it's smaller, right? And then it does end up saying in the Brisa that Ha'grizim is bigger, right? But it doesn't actually mefurush say that Ha'chetzio is because Ha'eval is smaller. So the Marashah basically wants to say, no, Ha'eval is distinct because it has a full six tribes there, yeah? And then it brings the Brisa, yeah? And then it comes out from the Brisa that Brisa says, well, Ha'grizim is bigger, right, because Levi's not there. The emphasis really, the reason why I bring this price is because it's saying Levi is not there, which is why Ha'aval is distinctive because in the Chachamim, all six tribes are there. It just happens to be in this price that then talks about Ha'grizim being bigger and then it ends up white.
It's like a secondary point.
It's a side point. But really, basically what's distinctive about Ha'aval is Taka, this point about the fact that all six tribes were there. Okay?
So it's funny, the Hachi Ka'amar though, in the Gemara. Because it sounds like it's changing it, though. Because really quite that you don't have to change.
No, it is changing the Brisa. Because the Brisa itself, starts off by saying, Ha'grizim is bigger because Levi's not there.
Right.
That point it has to change.
Right. So really, you read
this is what we're taking from the Brisa.
Yeah. So we're saying, right.
According to Rashi, what we're taking from the Brisa is the fact that Ha'grizim is bigger and Ha'aval is smaller. Okay, so Ha'chetzio is going smaller.
Right.
According to Marashah, we're just taking the fact that all six tribes were there on Ha'aval, Mashik, Enkein, Ha'grizim.
Right.
Anyway, so that's a, if you're bothered by that question, Mari Malcolm to answer that question, according to the second answer, what's distinct? Why is Ha'aval being picked on? Yeah. Marashah has a different answer. Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is, I don't know whether anyone, I didn't pick up on this, number four, yeah? Mm-hmm. But this is a very interesting point which we should pick up on, really, yeah? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have to kind of keep with the flow a bit, and we're going to go backwards in order to look how this works out, yeah? So, When we bring Rav Kahana and we then bring the Brisa about the Avnei Ephod, and as we know within that Brisa and the Avnei Ephod, there's two opinions within that Brisa about how the stones were the tribes were ordered on the stones of the Avnei Ephod. Yeah, so so the first opinion says that they were ordered in birth order, right? Mm-hmm. And it says the second one in particular was in birth order. Because it was fully in birth order. Masha Enke, the first one, Yehuda, was kind of out of order. That's fair. And then carries on straight after that. And within that opinion, it then says, right, and there were 50 letters, right, which means kind of like 25-25. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's within the first opinion. Mm-hmm. So far following. Then, right, it brings the second opinion, okay, which is to say, no, that Toldasim was something completely different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, then right at the end, we then basically go back to this question about the 50, right? And basically what we say is, right, how could it be that there is 25-25, right? Mm-hmm. And we said, maybe for instance, because it doesn't, the numbers of letters doesn't work out. And we said, no, because maybe Yosef wasn't Yosef. It was, how do you pronounce it?
Yehosef.
Yehosef, right? And on that, we said, you can't say Yehosef. Why?
Because
Ketolda son has to mean how you know, in terms of how they were born.
Wait a second.
When we talk about how it was born, right? That was in the second Peshat. Here, in the Brisa itself, when it talked about the 50, right, that was within the first Peshat. That was trying to say, Ketol does just meant the order, right? Not the way in which the names of people was like Yaakov, as you know, as they were born. They were written like Yaakov. So here we've got, you know, it's a very tough, you know, it's a difficult thing to pick up on because the Gemara's going backwards and forwards. But basically, the way that the Gemara asks on this Ketol Datam Be'inam, we need it Ketol Dasam, right, seems to have ignored the fact that we're within the Tana Kama, right, of the Brisa, where Ketol Datam just means birth order. It doesn't necessarily have to be the order, that the way the name was written with, as they were born and as Yaakov called them. But that's the question.
But utilizing that to have a Shiloh on the second bin by Hanani
in Achnabi, but the question here is that 50, that number, but we're asking really on the 50. We're all the discussion with how do you have 50?
The resolve though in Binyamin still resolves the time of coming.
Can I ask to put this as a question just for clarity? Does the second opinion hold with 25 and 25?
Well, that's going to be
really
part of the
question, right?
Do you see the whole question here flows from the fact that within the first opinion, we kind of, as an add-on, we said it was 25 on one and 25 on the other, 25 letters on one, 25 letters on the other. Mm-hmm. That was within the first opinion. Then we come on to the second opinion that had a different explanation of Ketol Dasam, which meant as Yaakov called them as they were born. And then right now, after we've said all that, after the dust has settled, we then go back at a certain stage and ask, now what about these 25 and 25, right? And in order to answer that, we say Yehosef, but we ask on that, but what about Toldasam? But we take the meaning of Toldasam, which comes with the second opinion. That's what we're mixing matching. We're asking on a statement that came on the back of the first opinion, and we've got a kasha of the answer on that by talking about something that comes to Toldasam with the second opinion. That's the mix match here. Yeah, is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
So on this, right? So the Ein Yaakov addresses this. It's just the question is more important than the Havana. If you're following the flow, the question is important. But the answer is
this is like a Kini Masechta, because it's basically you're holding with the Gemara.
Yeah, you have to really
get to know the Gemara. It's a Gemara, straightforward question. If you know the Gemara well, then it's a straightforward question.
Correct. Yeah,
that's the
You'll see the answer is in a sense kind of simple, but there's two answers potentially either way. For me, the question is more important than the answer. Right. Just to say, wait a second, there's something funny going on here in terms of. So he says number four, see if you want to see the answer, the Ein Yaakov says, Yesh Loma, right, the Rav Nachman, which is the one whose aunt asking this question at the end, Svirile, Dechein Rav Chia ben Gamliel, that's the second opinion of the Brisa, Svirile. So, i.e., the second opinion Brisa, like Rav Eliyahu was himself saying, is also holding that 25 letters were written here and 25 here. So, i.e., although that statement comes on the back of the Tana Kama, right, Rav Nachman held that statement is uncontroversial. Everyone holds by that statement that it's 25-25. So, therefore, when he was asking on the second opinion, because he held the second opinion also would hold 25-25. That's the first answer, right? Pahad Tana Kama. Below Pligia Labbehem, right? And there's no argument on that concept of 25-25. So, that's the first answer of the Ein Yaakov. But the second answer is, or the Gam Tana Kama, or you say the other way around, even the Tana Kama, Svirile, could hold Asam, right? That he also understands the expression Toldasam doesn't just mean birth order, right? It means Shekari Lehem Avihem. Yeah. Also means that it has to be how their fathers
in
called
all aspects.
Them.
It has to be because of 50.
It has to be because of 50-50, what do you mean?
It has to be because he holds the Tana Kama.
Yeah, that's not the answer. 25-25,
you mean? 25-25, you mean?
Yeah. It must be that there's Yud and Binyamin, otherwise it wouldn't work according to the Tana Kama.
Well, yeah, okay, I hear. Are you seeing? What you're saying. You're going to the next step. You're going one step further. Very nice. You're saying the answer that we end up coming to this kasha is about Binyamin. And Binyamin is written with Yud, and that's because that's how he was born. So you're saying, very nice. You're saying that's a smach to this second answer, which is, in terms of even answering it, we build told us, I'm as mummish.
We can be oi all alternatively. It's not. It's
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, very nice.
It doesn't work out with the names. According to
yeah, I was thinking about that. You have to just test it out. Did you counted it?
It just doesn't work.
But yeah, I was thinking,
one,
yeah.
One of them is way more than 25 and the other one.
Oh, right, very good. Yeah, exactly. Well done. Yeah.
That question's not on here, but maybe should be.
Yeah, because it's
good. Okay. Actually says the names are Ruben, Shimon, Levi, Huli, Sabas, Bulan. You're already at, 28?
Exactly. Very good. Right.
So this is according to the first opinion.
You're saying the second opinion
doesn't work out.
It must be only according to the first opinion that 25-25.
I hear. Very nice. Oh wow. So you're saying another. Yeah. Let me write that down.
You can't. The answer wasn't good.
You're saying the first answer that Enyaqua doesn't work out.
Basically. Right.
You're
exactly.
saying that if you want to say the whole thing is within the second opinion, doesn't work out as well.
Yeah.
Very nice. I'm going to note that down.
Interesting. It was 28 on the first one. You take away Labour, you 25.
Yeah, but you don't put them on the second one, so they don't get 25.
Yeah, but it's 28, 25. Let's have a look.
No, they're going to be 28 and 25.
No, they've got to write Levi.
Okay, Lee Ned, I want to
add that. They've got to write Levi. They've got to write Levi. Right.
I would say that to total sum in the first part means everything total sum.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's the second answer then, Jakob. Both of you.
Because it writes it right together with it, right after total sum, it says, it's connecting.
I hear. Yeah, so both of you are saying supports for the second answer. It's very nice. Lovely condition. Okay, two supports for the second answer there, Enyaqua. Everyone likes second answer better. Very good. Okay, good. Okay, number five, yeah? So this is actually something we spoke out just briefly, but it initially says that, you know, Yaakov, when he appears in the image in the Chalon and he's talking to Yosef, he says, you know, don't do what you're going to do, because otherwise, on the stones of the ephod, you're going to be called Roitzonus, yeah? The shepherd of harlots, yeah? What? Yeah, okay, if you want to be that kind of bad.
There's worse. I just saw the name of a band, it's even worse.
Okay. Okay, so obviously it's a bit right. Funny, but that's saying to the Gemara, like, you know, I mean, why would you change your name to that? Yeah, if you do this act, it's a bit kind of, you know, maybe you wouldn't be, you'd raise the name or something, but why would it change to Dafka Roitzonus? So I end up finding the Radal says what, you know, he maybe says, an answer. Yeah. So he says, right, so Radal says the following. He says, Neged Masha Achakach Nikra Ro Yisrael. Later on, we say, yeah, that it talks about you know Yosef being Evan Yisrael, yeah, and then it's connected with the concept Ro Yisrael, that Yosef was like a shepherd of Yisrael, and Hashem is parallel to that. So it's kind of a play on that concept of what Yosef was about. So instead of you being the shepherd of Yisrael, you'll be the shepherd of Zonus. So it's kind of bringing it to the Musaful kind of way of giving an extra level of Musa to Yosef. Okay. Right. Ah, okay. I hear. So you, everyone's a shepherd, and you're going to be that kind of shepherd. Nice. Okay, very good. Oh, this is an interesting question. See what you think about this, yeah? Again, this is, if you're tightly following the flow of the Gemara, this question comes out, yeah? So it says, Yosef Kiddush at Shem Shemayim B'Seisa, right? Yosef, Yehuda was in public, Mekadosh Shemayim, Yosef was in private, yeah? And then it brings, and it says, well, how do you know that? Because it was on that special day, right? And the drasha, it was, on that special day, look, you see, both of them were mechamin to do an Aveira. Now, the problem is, yeah, that's a bit of a, we're trying to find a source that Yosef was mechaleh shem shemayim, right, b'seisa. And the very first thing we bring is basically a drasha showing both Yosef and Potiphar's wife were trying to do an Aveira. So that's, I mean, I know the continuation of the story ends up showing that he was Mekadosh, but the very first thing we bring in terms of trying to show why he was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim doesn't seem to be seems to be saying his initial intention was to do an Aveira. Why is that the thing that's initially brought to show he was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim Seisa? So that's what the Mashah is asking. Yeah.
Right.
So Mashah says the following. Why are we initially bringing that as the first step?
Right.
So he says, V'yesh Loma, De'im Elohai Mechavin, right? Who kashaba lebayis, yeah, gum kein ledavar aveira. If that wasn't what was going on, right, then there would be an alternative way of understanding the whole episode. Efsha, right, it would be possible to say meiras adonav piresh, right, gum us, that that maybe, really, if it wasn't for that background information, you'd have said, why did Yosef not do Nineveira? Because he was scared at any point in time someone could jump in, someone could overhear, come sit, and then you would get into, you would be killed, yeah?
Right.
By Potiphar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Ein Zeh Kiddush Hashem. And then for what the fact that if that was true, he was, you know, maybe he was worried he would get caught, yeah? Mm. And the fact that he didn't do the Aveira, that's not a Kiddush Shem Shemayim Pesesa. That's just Elam Yiras Adonav, right? Shema Yag Yishu Badava. He would just be not doing the Aveira because maybe he'll get caught, yeah? Hazer, right? Anshei Abayis, because maybe the people, someone in the house would kind of sense it, yeah? Valhacha, but here we start off by writing, right? That it says Kayom Azeh, there was a special day, right? Which means that Ein Ish, there was no one around. It was a special day because it was the Yom Chag and everyone else had left, yeah? Right, now once everyone else had left, you have to work out what's Yosef doing there and what's Eishes Potiphar doing there, if everyone was gone, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So the answer obviously is that they were both there, the Devar Aveira,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But Etzem, the main point we're trying to bring is no one else was there. And that's the setup to show the fact that he abstained was because of Yiras Shemayim, right? Dashminan Kwad, the Biyasa the Bias, Hayagam Kane the Devar Aveira Biyomazeh. And therefore, we need that background in order to eventually bring out that it was Dafka, not because of this scare he was going to get caught, but rather because of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And then the last point you can read inside, but it's basically what really I just read out as big pashtus, but I didn't. I want to see someone who said it. It says Rabbi Eliashiv actually says, yeah, that this idea that Yosef was meant to have 12 tribes, yeah. So and yet he didn't, yeah. So where did what happen? So 10 of them went because through his hands, through his fingers, yeah. And that's what basically that you know, and that corresponds to the 10 that then brought in Binyanim that were kind of named the surrogate 10. That's what Rabbi Yashiv just explicitly makes that connection, which is not necessarily so clear from the Gemara.
Oh. Well,
it
was.
It's more like how
did it happen? Yeah. It just says, yeah, it doesn't say that that's right. The 10 that he lost.
Ah.
Yeah? Okay. So that you were assuming, and that's Rabbi Yashiv also says right, that. Okay, it's right, just right, a very, yeah, and it yeah, makes a lot of sense.
How does it work with the 10 spaces? That was a little bit of a twin.
No, so we said that. I made a mistake. It's not, it says between his fingernails. So that does make sense.
Oh, between his fingers.
I translated it wrong. It says between his fingernails.
Yeah, it would be hard to do it. Yeah.
Yeah,
be,
yeah. But I don't
know what the... How that...
Yeah,
if the thing is
Avengers. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, with the
quad.
Right, yeah, no, sure. But even still.
Squeaky Swell, very good. Beautiful.